When it comes to describing fentanyl, Maricopa County's top prosecutor says,
I won't call it a drug. It's a poison.
According to Rachel Mitchell, since 2015, there's been a 5,000% increase in fentanyl-related deaths in Maricopa County. Now, the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced is getting even deadlier. A friend of mine in recovery told me that three different people who OD'd as they were being checked into the rehab he works at couldn't be revived with Narcan. They live, but what brought them so close to death's door was using fentanyl mixed with Trank. That's the street name for xylazine, a sedative veterinarians use on horses. Xylazine isn't an opioid, so Narcan can't reverse its effects. And about 23% of the fentanyl powder and 7% of the fentanyl pills the DEA seized last year contain xylazine. But is that the worst thing being pushed on addicts? How about bogus scammer-run rehabs? The FBI says scammers are convincing Native American victims that they'll take them to a facility for help. Many victims are offered alcohol and end up drunk during their trip, and when they come to, they find themselves in what's actually a short-term rental that has no real services. Greg Halverson with Crossroads, a different friend of mine at a different legit rehab in the Valley, says taking victims off the res and then getting them
to sign papers while they're intoxicated, altering their access, insurance cards. This is all due to greed.
The greed of collecting money set aside for the American Indian Health Program. Bad enough they don't get help this time. It may sour them on ever looking for help to get sober again, because when someone finally admits they have a problem,
oftentimes a person only has a window, it's very narrow, to get them the help they need.
And scammer-run rehabs may destroy that trust forever. I don't know what's worse, making fentanyl deadlier or scamming people looking for help before they die. But there should be a special place in prison for people doing either. And I know there's a special place in hell for them.